Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you from the NovaCare Complex on this Thursday morning. The Eagles getting ready for a training session as they get prepared for game number two. The Eagles and the San Diego Chargers, the season opener at Lincoln Financial Field, the revitalized Lincoln Financial Field, and the fans will enjoy the experience with some new additions and amendments and improvements made to Lincoln Financial Field. So, Eagles looking to get to 2-0. We've got a great show for you ahead. We've got Ike Reese and Mike Quick stopping into the studio. We take an in-depth look at the San Diego Chargers, particularly on the defensive side, and their main weapon, Dwight Freeney, the longtime member of the Indianapolis Colts, now with the Chargers, and he is someone that the Eagles will have to contend with on Sunday to keep Michael Vick clear. Freeney, a future Hall of Famer, is going to go after number 7. He is a pass rushing specialist, outstanding at that. We also bring in Merrill Reese into the – I'm sorry, not Merrill Reese into the studio. We bring in, as I said, Mike Quick and Ike Reese. We want to take your phone calls as well. Get you caught up first on today's headlines. All right, here we go. Chip Kelly talking just a few moments ago in his press conference about the run game and very, very confident in that part of the offense. We all get focused a little bit on the pace, the spread formations, the Eagles leading the league in running the football. And as the media questioning Kelly and the national attention directed at the Eagles' offense, Kelly's saying, hey, guys, it was 1 week, keeping it all in perspective. Concrete Charlie, the honorary alumni captain on Sunday against the Chargers, he will be honored at halftime. So if you are in the house, get up off your feet and give this man the standing ovation that he deserves as he waves to the crowd. Former Eagles All-Pro Mike Quick, current radio analyst, is in studio to talk about the Eagles, the offense, everything that's going on that he has seen from the broadcast booth. And a little later on today on Twitter, hashtag AskAnEagle, with linebacker Michael Kendricks off to an absolutely great start in this 2013 season. What a game for Kendricks on Monday night. Much more to come from him. Much more to come on Eagles Live as well. Former Eagles Pro Bowl special teamer and linebacker Ike Reese comes into studio, and we're going to talk to him about the pace of this Eagles offense and about some of the design that he saw from Bill Davis and the defense on Monday night. That's coming your way and a whole lot more. Eagles Live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity.
They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV.
Oops.
Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with 5 top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We are talking Eagles football. Dave Spadaro joined by the great Ike Reese here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Mike, we saw Monday night. We're expecting the same on Sunday with this football team. It is a new era. Just some general observations that you make from game number one.
Well, you know, I think everybody will focus on how well the offense, you know, looked Monday night and how they moved the ball, 19 plays in the first two series. But I was excited to see what Billy Davis and that defense brought to the table. I mean, they really set the tone. I know the Eagles, with their first drive, moved the ball down the field with relatively ease. But we watched what they did in the preseason offensively. We were sort of encouraged by what the offense was able to do in the preseason, and wasn't as encouraged with the defense.
Yep.
But I thought Trent Cole, first play of the game defensively, forcing a fumble, that set the tone for that defense the rest of the night. It was great to see old number 58 out there
yeah.
making plays, and the rest of the guys followed suit.
Now, you tell me, very aggressive scheme. Is that what kind of seemed to energize these players? I mean, they were physical. Connor Barwin did a great job setting the edge all night. They played downhill, Ike, and I haven't really seen the Eagles defense do that.
I tell you, it's been a long time. And listen, it's unfair not only to Billy Davis, but any other coordinators come before Billy Davis, in between Jim Johnson and Billy Davis, and the guys that come after, to be compared to Jim. But it's what we know, mm-hmm. and it's the style of football we like. And I thought Billy did a great job of that, implementing that Sunday. Here's the thing. This defensive team, you know, reminds me a lot of the team we had in 99, in a sense that we weren't as talented as we turned out to be in 99. But Jim Johnson found a way to make us aggressive, to allow us to dictate and play to our strengths. And that's what I thought Billy Davis did Monday night. He knows he isn't as strong on the back end as he is on the front end. So what he did was use his front seven to put pressure on the quarterback to help out his secondary.
Which makes sense.
And it got Robert Griffin III uncomfortable. He was overshooting guys. He threw an interception early. I thought the defense did a great job.
When you play that kind of scheme, though, I'm guessing that in the big picture here, you're going to be susceptible to giving up some big plays. A little bit of a high risk, high reward mentality.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But if you're fundamentally sound, meaning that if your guys on the back end at least know their responsibility, the guys up front, because you're bringing an extra guy, you're going to get there. And even if you don't get the sack, you're going to force a difficult throw, maybe an overthrow, maybe an underthrow. And worst case scenario, you're going to make the tackle when the pass is completed. So it shouldn't be a big play. You're not going to win on every blitz that you send, guys. But the object is either get off the field on third down, force an overthrow.
You can speak to this with great authority. Talk about the difficulty, the challenge that somebody like Trent Cole has new responsibilities. Michael Kendricks, a 4-3 linebacker last year, a 3-4 linebacker this year. That is not an easy transition for those players.
It's not. And I didn't think Michael looked comfortable last year playing more coverage than he did. I mean, this kid at Cal was used to going forward. He's mm-hmm. used to pressing the line of scrimmage, tackles for losses, sacks and things of that nature. And I don't think he was used to the best of his ability last year. And then Trent Cole, I mean, we all dissected the wide nine defensive front. I don't think that got the most out of Trent. I give Trent a lot of credit coming back this year. Difficult task of changing, really, position responsibilities late in his career. Everyone can't make that transition. He seems to have made it, not smoothly, but he's getting better and better, and we see the progress every week. But I think Michael Kendricks is the big difference here. Here, they have a playmaker at the linebacker position that they're trying to utilize. Billy Davis, again, recognizing that this kid is probably their best athlete on that side of the ball with the linebackers, their fastest. And he's not making him one-dimensional. He's using him as a weapon, and you saw that Monday night. 10 tackles for this kid. This kid was around the football everywhere.
Yeah, and I would expect him to come up in inside pressure several times each week. Let's talk about the offense now. Fun stuff, huh?
Fun stuff on that side of the football. And, I mean, as we expected, I would hate to face this offense as a defensive player. I mean, if you watch the Redskins face and the bewilderment and, you know, the gasping for air, tongues are hanging on the ground, it's just a difficult offense to keep pace with. And talking to guys on the offensive side of the football, they didn't even really go extensively into their offensive package.
Yeah.
They saw mismatches,
right.
Excuse me.
No worries.
Michael Vick made the right calls out there to take advantage of him. And number 25 at running back. I mean, come on now. That's he's unfair.
He's the best. Yeah. I've put him for a couple of years already in the class of Brian Westbrook. Do you have any problem with that?
I've talked about this before. Yeah. You know what? He's making it difficult to argue against that. He really is, and I'm a B. West guy, but
we all are.
Shady's bigger.
He's more durable.
He's more durable, no doubt about it. I don't think he's the receiver that Brian was, but I think the ceiling is higher for Shady because of his size and the fact he came in the league at such a young age. He's going to play longer. When this kid is done, he'll be the best running back in Eagles history.
I agree with you there, Ike. This league is one of adjustments. This league is one of chess matches between coaches. Teams are going to try to take away the run game, I would imagine. If I'm defensive coordinator, that's my first priority.
Yeah.
So there's going to have to be a counter move from Chip Kelly. I'm really interested to see how this evolves as the season goes along.
Well, his counter move, Dave, is to spread the ball around. If you want to take away the run, that means you don't have enough guys on the outside for what we're trying to run to stop our passing game. And he doesn't mind throwing the quick outs and letting his receivers run out to the ball. Chip wants to gain a blade of grass on every play. He doesn't like negative plays, and as long as the plays are moving forward, he's okay with taking 5 yards here, you know, 7 yards there, in order to get the play that he wants. There's so much diversity with this offense, as we all are learning. I thought Monday night was just a small glimpse of what they're capable of doing. And I think the big thing here is we see Mike running. This guy is having fun in the offense.
Yeah.
He's bought into the offense. And he seems to be staying within the framework of the offense. He's getting a lot of freedom to call plays. He seems to like the little control that Chip is giving him. And things look great right now. The key part will be, you know, obviously the quarterback taking care of himself out
right.
there, making sure he's making smart decisions with his body, not just with the football, but with his body as well. And then the strength of the offense, which is the offensive line.
Yeah.
Keep those guys healthy.
Ike, this game on Sunday, to me, is a great challenge for the Eagles. All week, everybody's been talking about how great the Eagles are. Look at this
offense
go. Scares
me, Dave. It scares me.
How mature are you for a game against an AFC opponent when everybody thinks you're going to win?
That's the biggest thing I want to see this week, Dave. I think the head coach is of a single mind. He's going to do his best to keep these guys focused, not looking ahead to some other game, and definitely not falling into the trap of, this is the greatest team ever. You guys are on your way to the Super Bowl. They have tunnel vision. I'm interested in seeing how they take on a team coming across country that blew a 21-point lead at home to the Houston Texans last week. It's very easy.
How did you handle it as a player? Did you ever let down?
No, and you couldn't. But the great thing is we had leaders on our team that wouldn't allow us to do that. And that's what's going to be interesting to see. You know, it's easy for us to say, the Eagles should blow the San Diego Chargers out. But it's the NFL. It does not matter. If you don't come prepared to play Sunday, that team will take advantage of you. I think the players' heads are in the right place. They know that they're just scratching the surface. No one is totally buying in on the outside of Philadelphia. And I think they still have something to prove. And as long as you feel like you have something to prove, you'll leave no stone unturned. You'll cross all your T's, dot all your I's leading up to the game. And I would be surprised if they aren't mentally ready to play this game Sunday. They may not win it because the Chargers could or couldn't be the better team.
Yeah.
But mentally, I think the Eagles will come in ready to play this game.
Ike Reese, 94 WIP Sports Radio, joined us this week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Also one of the hosts of our game plan show on 6ABC.
Looking forward to it,
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
I got got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
This big and toasted is better than ever.
Gotta be the steak.
Oh, it's the steak.
Maybe it's the ambiance or the witty banter.
No, it's a steak.
It's definitely a steak, man.
The new Angus Steak Big and Toasted is even better. It's big on steak, huge on delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'.
One more. Yeah, let's go. Woo! Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
Let's go. I'm Bill McGovern, outside linebacker coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. It's Eagles Live. Big matchup, Eagles offense against the San Diego defense. So we want to get some ideas of what San Diego is going to do, and we're going to look at that in just a moment, particularly from the vantage point of what do the Eagles do with Dwight Freeney, who's a dynamic pass rusher. We also invite your phone calls. Each week we ask you to give us predictions, and this week it's the Eagles and the Chargers, 215-339-6709. Before we get to that, it's all about Dwight Freeney, part of our game plan show that airs on Thursday nights, 12:05 a.m., and re-airs on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 6ABC. Brian Baldinger talking about Freeney, a player the Eagles will have to contend with on Sunday in the home opener.
94 down, 51 white. White 20! White 27!
Welcome, everyone, to the Week 2 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, we take a look at the trends of the National Football League. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. Greg's always looking at that tape to get that matchup show ready for ESPN. And Greg, one trend which more people need to talk about is the personnel groupings. You got dime defenses. You got six defensive backs, five defensive backs, trying to stop those tight ends, those move tight ends, as you call jokers.
Right.
And also these running backs, the Danny Woodheads of the world, these little scat backs. We see Darren Sproles in New Orleans. Greg, what is the dilemma now? When you watch tape, how do you match up?
Well, you talked about dime, which is six defensive backs. And I think that's really where the league is going. It's one response to the proliferation of spread offenses. Because what you're getting is three wideouts, an athletic tight end, and a very good receiving back. Not just a check down back. And I think Darren Sproles with Sean Payton in New Orleans sort of started this. He wasn't the first, but I think he really started it. And now there's more and more backs like that. The Bengals drafted Giovanni Bernard basically to fill that role. So I think teams can't match up to those kinds of backs with linebackers. So they need to take another linebacker off the field and bring in a sixth defensive back. And I'm seeing on film more and more teams play dime defense. The Bucks, for instance, Mark Barron is now basically a dime linebacker. He's a safety, but he's a dime linebacker when they go to their sub package.
Now the challenge now, Greg, when you talk to executives around the league because of these two tight end sets, we know what the Bengals did in the first round. They spent two first round picks on tight ends. You've got a great group of receivers with the Bengals. They're very deep. You talk about Giovanni Bernard. Now, in the next year's draft, maybe, as you start seeing teams now, they may have four or five or three good safeties. That's kind of when you watch tape. Is it hard to find teams with really good six good D-backs?
Oh, for sure. But you know what's going to be interesting? And we have this discussion every year leading up to the draft, and it's the philosophical discussion. But the problem is we always used to look at four positions that teams placed premium value on. Quarterback, left tackle, pass rusher, corner. You wonder now if that could change a little bit. A lot of people reflexively just say, you don't draft a safety in the first round. Don't draft that guy in the first round. Well, now you wonder, with offenses moving in the spread direction. I mean, look at what Chip Kelly's doing in Philadelphia. With everything being spread out wide, with athletes on the field, we haven't even seen Demaryius Johnson yet, who I guarantee will be a part of what they do as we continue. So when you see all that happen, you need to match up with athletic equivalents. And so those players on defense, defensive backs, are going to become more important.
No question about it. I think the challenge now for executives is very simple. When you draft a safety, you got to have coverage responsibilities, because if you can't cover, you cannot be on the field.
Offenses now, Chip does it here in Philly, other teams are doing it, are much more about deception and misdirection, about causing defenders to have conflicts in how they react to what they see. If you are a step late, it's much better to be a step late and then be a defensive back who's a better athlete. If you're a linebacker who's 250 pounds and you take a false step, you're not going to recover. So you need athletes on defense to now play against these spread offenses that use a ton of deception. We saw a great example of that with the Eagles on Monday night against the Redskins. Caused a ton of conflict for even a veteran like London Fletcher, who was lost at times.
That was week one. You were talking about the Eagles and Redskins. The Eagles face the Chargers this week. What will they do against Danny Woodhead, Antonio Gates? Stay tuned here. You'll find out at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Four down, 51 white. White 20. White 27.
We will get, of course, to Brian Baldinger and his analysis of Dwight Freeney a little later in the show. Let's take the phone calls now. Predictions. Let's hear from Eagles fans. And we started off with, well, who else? The Zompy, Zompster, the Zomp Man from New York. Zompy, how are you, buddy?
How about those birds, baby? Fired up this morning.
You sound almost masculine today.
Oh, yeah. Listen, man, fired up. Good times, man. I'm already past the Washington game. I have nothing to say about Washington. My mind's on San Diego.
Yes.
Great performance overall,
yes,
though.
Yes.
What can I say? I just want to add to what you were saying with Ike Reese,
yes,
about high risk, high reward on the defense.
Right.
I'm all about that, you know, Jim Johnson days. But I'm all about, you know, blitz the hell out of the quarterback and make the quarterback make a good play rather than just giving three, four guys going after the quarterback and having them all day to throw. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you make a good point. I mean, I thought Ike's response was correct. In Jim Johnson's scheme, while there was a lot of pressure up front, and some would say, you know, taking some risk, he always had it covered on the back end. And that's really what the Eagles did on Monday night as well. They didn't give the Redskins anything deep, as we take a look at practice here in the kind of changing weather of South Philadelphia today. The Eagles didn't allow much deep until the end of the game, and I thought that was a key. And that's, look, San Diego's going to try to test them down the field. San Diego's a much more vertical offense, Zomp, and they will try to get the big plays, not from Phillip Rivers running, but from Phillip Rivers throwing the football down the field. Give me a prediction for Sunday.
I'm going to say 34-20 birds. I will be in the house, and hopefully it will be a good day. Let me give an Eagles chant, Dave.
Please do.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, let's go birds, baby.
Well done, Zompy from
Take
New
care,
York.
Baby.
Right,
Take
thanks,
care.
For the, thanks, brother. Thanks for the phone call. 215-339-6709. If you can match the intensity that Zomp brings to the table on Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field will indeed be a hostile place to play for the groggy San Diego Chargers. We're taking a look at practice. The Eagles out there without the full pads today, and Chip Kelly very aware of making sure that these players get their bodies right and get them on cue for the San Diego Chargers. Let's go to Chicago and talk to JR. JR, how you doing, buddy?
Dave, how's it going, my man?
Super. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. Fired up for this game. Let me give you my prediction, 27-17 Birds.
Okay, talk to me.
And also, man, I want to give props to the unsung heroes of that game, man. Special teams really showed up for me, man. I was impressed by the special team of the Eagles this year.
Great job. Great call there. Thanks for the call. Listen, four punts from Donnie Jones inside the 20. You know, players like Chris Polk and Brandon Boykin and Najee Good, who nobody really pays attention to, number 53, down the field on every special teams play. The Eagles dominated the field of position, the field position battle. I'll tell you another hidden hero, group of heroes. The group of blockers, the wide receivers, the tight ends, the backs, springing LeSean McCoy for 184 yards. Now, he did a lot of it himself, but he got a lot of help as well. So that is important as all get out in this offense. Let's stay in Pennsylvania. Matthew joins us. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. I'm wondering what your thoughts are of some of the people that injures like Kamaris Johnson on offense and Casey.
Well, listen, I think that eventually they will be called on, right? This is all a matchup-based league. And there will be times when the Eagles are able to get Demaris Johnson on a linebacker and they will go to him, and they will get James Casey on a slower linebacker and they will go to him. It's just right now, look, Riley Cooper played 80 snaps. You know, they didn't go deep into the tight ends. They primarily used Celek and Ertz. So James Casey will get his. Fortunately, the Eagles have great, great depth at tight end. And they still believe they've got four. And then Mayo got a couple of reps at the wide receiver position. So they're trying to work him into the equation as well from the slot. So they'll get theirs. I didn't expect Demaris Johnson to catch four or five passes a game. I was thrilled that DeSean Jackson was targeted nine times with seven receptions.
Yeah, I saw blocking was pretty key for the guys like Riley and Avant out there with all those guys running.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, I mean, Avant's a terrific blocker. DeSean really worked at it. Riley Cooper is an outstanding blocker. So it really helped with the Eagles. Give me a prediction, Matt.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to go 31-21.
Okay.
And I think you'll see some picks.
You'll see some picks?
Yeah, Phillip Rivers, he's known for that. So I
if you can get, and thanks for the call, if you can get pressure on Phillip Rivers, as with every quarterback, you are gonna have some success. And the Eagles obviously want to get after Rivers. Tough game on Monday night against the Houston Texans. Four touchdown passes, but one interception that was returned for a touchdown. You see the only 195 yards passing, 18 rushing yards. Good quarterback rating. But, you know, not enough to win that game. And the problem there was five possessions in the fourth quarter and the Chargers, in comeback mode, unable to do anything. So they lose a big lead. They're smarting from the loss. They come to Philadelphia on Sunday. Let's go to Atlanta and talk to Marcel. Joins us here. Hey, Marcel.
Hey, Dave. Good to hear your voice again, man.
Good to hear your voice again. How you doing?
All right. Hey, listen, man. Just wanted to say, like the other caller said, give props to the special teams.
Yes.
One of the things that I noticed this year is the way we're tackling. We're actually doing the fundamental things that was a problem sort of last year.
Marcel, great. Let me interject. I watched a lot of football all weekend, and there were a million missed tackles. I didn't see that many on Monday night with the Philadelphia Eagles defense. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, I mean, if our biggest problem right now is how to maintain a 33-7 lead, that's a good problem to have personally.
Exactly.
You know, but I will say that, you know, with the defense, they look more like a goon squad rather than guys playing with a chip on their shoulder because they just came to beat somebody up.
Yeah, I liked it. I like the physical defense. I liked everybody running to the football. And I love the aggressive scheme. It was not backing off at all. It was go after RG3. Go after
right. him. So right now, as far as the league is concerned, at this point, and I think you've touched on it a few times, where the talk of the nation, where what they call the new sexy, because we weren't given a chance by a lot of folks to win that game, or moving forward, or even our season wasn't going to be what we were, what it could be. And so now, rather than is it going to work, now we want to know, is it going to be sustainable?
It's amazing. And, it's amazing what one game does, right?
Exactly. It's just the way the whole tide of the way the NFL is. Now we're everybody's attention. Well, and the thing is that on Monday night, 29 teams, we served notice to 29 teams because it was Monday night and it was 7 o'clock. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like, hey, look, man, this is what it is, and you know, if you cannot game plan for being in shape. So that's it. Look, I held you on the phone long enough. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to you guys.
Give me a prediction.
I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Give me a prediction.
Oh, definitely. The Eagles way too much. San Diego not enough.
No. Give me numbers. Come on.
I'm thinking the Eagles 35, San Diego 14.
Hi, Marcel. Thanks very much. Love it. You know, it is interesting how, and I wonder how Eagles fans feel about it, because we've talked about it for 15 years with you. Well, the Eagles getting, why is the national media not paying attention to the Eagles? Why does Chris Collinsworth hate the Eagles? Why does well, now everybody loves them. So how do you feel about that after one game? Don't let it go to your head. Long football season ahead. We take a break now. Eagles Live returns on the other side. Mike Quick in studio. Then it's the Amoroso's on the menu feature. Got the sandwich here. It looks delicioso because of the roll, of course, and because Flick did a very nice job preparing the sandwich. And then later we take some more phone calls from you as we get closer and closer to the Eagles home opener on Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field. We're coming back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, just white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
For a little fun, you could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with five top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
This big and toasted is better than ever.
Gotta be the steak.
Oh, it's the steak.
Maybe it's the ambiance or the witty banter.
No, it's a steak.
It's definitely a steak, man.
The new Angus Steak Big and Toasted is even better. It's big on steak, huge on delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, we welcome you to the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Mike Quick, former All-Pro wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, currently radio analyst along with Merle Reese. Listen to him on Monday night. Opening game, Monday Night Football, great stage. Do you get fired up for Monday Night Football, Mike?
What?
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, well, you know, I get excited about all these games, but, you know, it's a fresh new season. It's Monday Night Football. The preseason's over. It's for real. This is great stuff. I love this time of year.
Doesn't 2012 seem like a million years ago?
That was a long time ago. You know, it's been, to me, a long off season, but I think a very, very productive off season. And you know, we'll start to see the fruits of it all on Monday night.
Do you feel like you know what this team's all about?
Somewhat, but I just don't know how far this team is going to go. This, you know, watching what they've done this summer, it gives you a lot of excitement, a lot of optimism, because you see where this team could possibly go.
Yeah, and the way it happened in the summer, Mike, so unconventional.
Yeah.
We kind of sit there and watch and say, wow, boy, they don't hit. That's a whole lot different. Look how fast they're. And then you see how it all comes together in games. And that's the exciting thing.
Well, and times are changing. So the way you do things should change. And that's what's happening. It's not the way that, you know, we conventionalists saw the game. It's gone in a different way. And I think it's going in a good way. I like the up-tempo. I like the speed of the game that's starting to take place in the National Football League. All of these things, I think, are good.
So the Washington Redskins have been sitting there for months and months and months, hearing about the up-tempo, preparing for the up-tempo.
Yeah.
Now it comes down to game time. Will they really be ready to defend an offense that is going to be rush, rush, rush to the line of scrimmage?
Well, I think the Redskins have their version of the way they run up-tempo, and they'll prepare for it this week. And most teams, they're going to prepare for it the week that they play against this team. The difference is this team, they do it every day. They work at it every day. They prepare for it every day. So to me, that's going to be the difference in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter, the fact that this is what they do. This is how they operate every single day.
Mike, this all comes down to the quarterback in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Michael Vick is going to be asked to do a lot of things differently than he's done in the past.
Yep.
Can you teach a veteran new ways on the field?
Well, it's football still. It's not so many new ways. And I think the system really lends to the skill set of Michael Vick. You know, there's a lot of misdirection going on where you get the team, the defense going one way, and you get the numbers that you want going back the other way. You get the situation that you want going back the other way. There's a lot of movement for Michael Vick. There's a possibility of many options on almost every play. So when you have all these options, when you make it simple so that it's easy to read, and you just have to be able to count the numbers on the right side of the center, numbers on the left side of the center, they make a difference in where you're going to go with the football. To me, it's simplistic but genius at the same time, the way this offense is set to run.
And yet, we talk about it being simple. It seems to me that the way the roster's configured, there could be some complexities with some of the personnel packages. We could see some heavy tight end packages. We could see some wide receivers in places that we haven't seen them before.
You're going to see some formations that you've never seen before, because that's what this offense will bring you. Lots of different personnel groupings, lots of different formations. You know, I don't think you ever saw a double stack around here where you've got – and sometimes in the double stack, it's not just wide receivers. Mm-hmm. It could be tight ends. It could be running backs. So you're going to see a variety of things that teams haven't seen that they'll have to prepare for. And you know, when you're going through your week of preparing for this team, there's so many elements that you have to prepare for. You're going to leave some things out because that's just the nature of it.
Yeah, Mike, when you look at the defense here, it's Michael, or rather it's RG3 and the running game against Bill Davis's group. And we, you know, it's been up and down in the preseason. We haven't seen a lot of what Bill wants to do. Your expectations for week one?
Well, you know, I think the Redskins are a dynamic offense. You know, it's a zone stretch team, and they're very good at that. They've got a very good offensive line. So that, to me, is the big job, the job that Billy Davis has to make sure that his guys, his defense, are in the right place. And for the defense, they have to be good tacklers because it's a very good set of running backs that they have down there. They have to be very good at tackling the football.
What do you do with this guy? If you're a defensive player, what do you do when you see number 10 on the field?
I think you try and keep him inside the tackles. When he starts to get outside, I think that's when he's most dangerous. But, you know, if they're going to run the read option with him, I think you got to hit him. I think you got to take as many shots on RG3 as you possibly can. As a defensive guy, on that side of the ball, you want to hit this guy. He's just coming back off of his surgery, off of his injury, hasn't played at full speed, and I think that may be a problem for him early in the football game.
3 games in 11 days to open the season. I think that's a pretty fair test early in the year. And I think by that time we'll know a lot about it.
That's just not fair.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
3 games in 11.
But if you're doing it, do it early in the season,
right? Or 12 days. Yeah, if you're going to do it now. Get it over with. But I just think it's very difficult to put that on any football team.
Well, hey, you know what? Chip Kelly likes to move fast. He likes to play his games fast. Let's get a schedule. Get the schedule out of the way fast. Why not?
Well, it's you need recovery time, and that's a big thing. You know, they bought in the whole science aspect to this football club, and guys are realizing the importance of the recovery time, and it's very important. Your body goes through a lot during the course of the week, and particularly during the course of a football game with all the collisions that you endure. So you really need that recovery time, and having three games in a span of 12 days doesn't give you the time to recover.
Well, game one on Monday night. Make sure you watch it on ESPN. Turn the sound down. I know you do already.
Good idea.
And listen to Merrill and Mike. Mike, another great season. Have a fun one, man.
Let's do it.
Thanks for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity.
They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV.
Oops.
Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
I'm Chip Kelly, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
It's my favorite time of the week. It's the Amorosos on the Menu feature, and we know you're all coming to South Philadelphia on Sunday, and you've got to get your tailgating game in order. Amorosos has the answer for you. Visit Amorosos on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the fan zone, our tailgate section for all the tasty recipes. We've got a fantastic recipe for you today, an easy one to make, and it's absolutely delicious. We call it the triple option. Check out that sandwich. That is an amazing sandwich. You got a little yellow squash, some zucchini, some red onions, some balsamic vinegar, a little virgin olive oil, some whole milk ricotta cheese, a little bunch of arugula on the top, some salt and pepper, and of course, the Amoroso's club rolls, which make it all come together. Absolutely delicious sandwich, some grilled veggies for you. And get there at 10 o'clock, cook this thing up. You will feel great the entire day on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. It's about time. I mean, it just looks so good. And there's a second half to it. Yummy, yummy. Make sure you tailgate the right way with Amoroso's on the Menu feature each week here on Eagles Live. Now we're going to take a look on the football field while I eat my sandwich at Dwight Freeney. Brian Baldinger breaks him down on the Eagles Television Network's Game Plan Show. I'm sorry, we're doing the Fantasy Spin. Joe Dolan talking a little bit about this week's Fantasy Spin after last week's big effort by the Eagles. What can you expect in week two?
Well, it's time to take another spin around the Fantasy Spin with Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. I'm Bo Wolf. And Joe, what a performance, what a debut for this Eagles offense. Let's talk a little start-sit with these guys. LeSean McCoy, the league's leading rusher, I think you're going to start him.
Absolutely. Bo, we talked about him last week, and he is absolutely a perfect fit for Chip Kelly's offense. The cutbacks, the zone reads, they are absolutely everything you want LeSean McCoy to have. And there's so much space in this offense. It creates so much space that LeSean McCoy so often gets defenders one-on-one, and he is the most dangerous back in the game in that situation. LeSean McCoy is absolutely in fantasy lineups, and with the benefit of hindsight, I mean, you could probably endorse taking him number one overall with the way he looks. Now, I think the Eagles are going to want to work Bryce Brown in a little bit more. Chip Kelly said as much this week, that they need to get him in there so the Eagles can avoid overworking LeSean McCoy. But what an awesome debut. If you have LeSean McCoy in fantasy, you have got to be absolutely ecstatic right now.
And probably the same if you have Michael Vick at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, when you draft Michael Vick, you're rolling the dice. You want to start him when he's healthy. He looks healthy, and he looks very good.
Yeah, he did. And Bo, I absolutely think that Michael Vick, at this point, is probably a fantasy starter, but I don't think anybody questioned that. As long as Michael Vick is healthy, he's going to put up starting numbers. But the way I like that he did it was the fact that he only threw 25 passes. He only completed 15 passes, but he had over 200 yards passing. He had the couple of touchdowns, and he had the rushing touchdown. It was an efficient Michael Vick performance, and if he gets volume in the future, he could put up some ridiculous numbers in this offense. We haven't really seen the Eagle offense when they have to throw the football from behind, but I assume once we do, Chip Kelly's going to come up with some different things, and if Michael Vick gets passing volume on top of this effectiveness with the run game, I think the sky's the limit as long as he stays healthy.
And obviously the receiver that you want to own on this Eagles team is DeSean Jackson, a pretty solid performance. It was actually kind of quiet, and still he had 107 yards receiving and the touchdown. How high up does he rank on your wide receivers right now?
Well, I really like DeSean Jackson right now. He's probably a number two fantasy receiver for me. And the reason is exactly what you said, Bo. The fact that he kind of did this quietly. DeSean Jackson, under the old regime, he was never a guy who had a quietly good fantasy game. It was either he had a big play or two, scored a touchdown, or he didn't, and people were disappointed with him. I think with Chip Kelly, DeSean Jackson can become maybe a little bit more of a PPR fantasy player, a guy who catches 5-6 balls quietly and can always break a big one. And, you know, aside from the touchdown pass that Michael Vick threw to him, I don't really think the Eagles took enough shots down the field or by design didn't take shots. I think those shots are coming, and DeSean Jackson is probably going to be the beneficiary of those.
Now, we talked last week about the jumble at tight end for the Eagles team. It seemed like Brent Celek emerged, at least in the first week, as the guy who you might want to own. He had the touchdown. Is he a guy who you'd be comfortable starting maybe as a back-end tight end one?
I think so, and especially this week against the San Diego Chargers. Brent Celek going up against the defense that gave up nearly 100 yards and 3 touchdowns to the Houston Texan tight ends last week. I would expect the Eagles to go with a little bit more 12 personnel, get Zach Ertz and James Casey involved this week, and try to exploit some mismatches. Brent Celek, I liked what I saw from him. Vic made a couple good reads on those pop passes, both of them going for 28 yards and the touchdown. So Brent Celek, I think I'm going to pick him up this week if I need a backup tight end. I picked him up in a couple of my leagues, and I think down the line it's possible he becomes a starter, especially if James Casey or Zach Ertz doesn't really establish himself.
Now, obviously, the Eagles' offense sort of the talk of the NFL, but the defense, very, very surprising in its dominance against the Redskins, at least in that first half. If you're a week-to-week streamer of defenses, do you start them this week against the Chargers?
I do like them this week against the Chargers. I'm still not sold on the San Diego offense. Phillip Rivers had 4 touchdown passes in the first half against Houston, but after that, really slowed down. I believe he completed only 14 passes. So I think the Eagles can exploit some of the weaknesses. The Houston pass rush started to get home a little bit more in the second half, and I think the Eagles are going to realize that King Dunlap at left tackle is probably a weakness that Bill Davis is going to want to exploit. So this week, at home, with a fired-up crowd, the Eagles have Philadelphia in the palm of their hands right now. I think this is a defense that I'm enjoying. I'm going to play them. And if I had played a team like the Colts last week against the Raiders, I'm definitely going with the Eagles this week, streaming them. I think there's some upside there.
Eagles do know a little bit about King Dunlap. Now let's talk about one of the guys around the league in the NFC East, a guy who has fantasy owners scratching their heads after his -3 performance in week one. David Wilson, obviously Andre Brown is out. Darrell Scott may be out for a little bit now too. They signed Brandon Jacobs. Is David Wilson going to be able to get out of Tom Coughlin's doghouse?
I hope so, because I don't think Brandon Jacobs is the guy who's going to be able to do it. Bo, Brandon Jacobs hasn't really been able to play in 3 years, and if you have David Wilson on your fantasy team, I think the fact that the Giants signed him and not somebody who's been more recently productive like Michael Turner or Willis McGahee, I think that's a good sign for David Wilson because the Giants absolutely need David Wilson. Tom Coughlin in New York has always been able to run the ball effectively, whether it was with Tiki Barber, whether it was with Jacobs a few years ago, Ahmad Bradshaw, Derek Ward. They've always been able to get things done on the ground game, and I think Coughlin's frustrated. But I'm wondering if he's a little bit negatively in David Wilson's head right now. David Wilson may be thinking way too much. I think the Giants need to get out and establish the pass game and then kind of use David Wilson as an ancillary this week against the Broncos and try to get him going. If I have David Wilson on my fantasy team, I'm not panicking just yet because he's an explosive athlete and the Giants absolutely need him, and Brandon Jacobs, frankly, is not the answer.
That's why you listen to the fantasy guru himself, Joe Dolan. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Spin.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with five top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
This big and toasted is better than ever.
Gotta be the steak.
Oh, it's the steak.
Maybe it's the ambiance or the witty banter.
No, it's a steak.
It's definitely a steak, man.
The new Angus Steak Big and Toasted is even better. It's big on steak, huge on delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Jerry Azzanero, defensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
So what do the Philadelphia Eagles do for an encore? Let's talk about it with former Eagles wide receiver and current Eagles analyst Mike Quick. Dave Spadaro joins in as well. I speak about of myself in the third person here. That's what a lack of sleep does to you on this shore. And let's start with that. We're a little bit groggy here throughout the week.
Yeah.
How do the players bounce back?
I think we all are a little bit groggy. You know, that game went kind of late, but not only did it go late, it was exhausting. Because there's so much going on and so fast. And, you know, by the time we all got in, you know, it's early in the morning. And usually you're a little wound up, so you don't get as much sleep as you normally get. And for players, you really need that rest. One of the things that I really like about what's going on around here is the emphasis on recovery time and the rest. And I know that the coaching staff here will monitor that and make sure that the guys are getting the proper time, the downtime that they need to bounce back.
Interesting test for Chip Kelly in that this is a week where the Eagles players are being told they're so good.
Yeah.
The offense is so great. Look at this team. Here come the San Diego Chargers.
Yes.
Chip Kelly's got to say, guys, get your minds on the game here.
Well, and I like the way he operates, and I don't think that that's going to be an issue. And just looking at the way everything is run, and it's not going to change. And one of the things that I think is a huge benefit is his game day approach, and not just his game day approach, the way he handles game day and just the calling of all the plays. you really don't have time to be complacent and to sit back and rest on your laurels. This is an offense that I think will start to take over the league. I honestly believe that.
This is the fascinating part of it, Mike. I believe that the NFL is always conspiring against defenses.
Yeah.
Right? Because the defenses will always catch up to the offenses. The rules change a little bit. You tweak things. So how is this chess match going to evolve this season when the Chargers come in and then the Chiefs come in and then the NFC East gets a look at Chip Kelly's offense? By midseason, there's going to be a counter to what Chip's doing.
That's right.
And then Chip is going to have two or three counters in his pocket.
Well, it's happened. You know, it happened to him at the last level where he coached. It'll happen at this level. And there he was able to adjust to it. He'll be able to adjust to it at this level. This is an offense that's based on doing what – if the defense is doing X, then you're going to do Z. The defense is wrong. That's how this offense is set up. Whatever they do, they're wrong. And we had this – like, back in the day – let me go back in the day.
Please.
We had a situation where Ron Jaworski would call just nine open nine, and I was the guy at the open. So it just told me to, whatever the defense did, you do opposite. So I would be the guy in the slot, and I would go opposite whatever the defense was doing. And it was just a read type of play, and it always worked. He knew what I was going to do based on where the defense was, and that's what this offense does. Based on what the defense does, where they are, you know, there are multiple plays off of one play call. There are all these options, and whatever they do, they're wrong.
So in theory, this offense is infinite in its possibilities.
That is exactly right. There's so many options. There's so many ways. And, you know, the guy who's going to be at the trigger is the quarterback, Michael Vick, to look at what they're doing and determine, do I go to the bubble screen? Do I hand the football off? Do I keep it myself? You know, there's so many options off of it. And it's simple. And to me, the genius of the whole thing is the simplicity of it.
Then we have Christopher Columbus as a head coach here, in a way. We have Albert Einstein as a head coach here. Why hasn't somebody else done this if it's so simple?
You know, they're doing it in college. They're doing it all over colleges. And I think the NFL has been way too stagnant. And too many teams, too many coaches, too many architects of this thing doing it the old way, the conventional way. And the thinking now is a new, fresh way of thinking, and I like the new, fresh way of thinking.
I can tell you that the Eagles have made so much progress in a week that a week ago we were talking about, well, will the defense be good enough? Can this offense score points? Now people are talking about, well, how do you protect a 33-7 lead? I mean, that's progress, Mike.
Yeah.
That tells you that this people expect the Eagles to go out and get leads, but, oh, what happens when they get a lead? That's not the way it was even a week ago.
Well, and they got the lead, and you could see that they – took their foot off the gas pedal just a little bit, and defensively not attacking as much in the second half. But I think that's going to happen. You know, at some point you got to bleed that clock a little bit, and I thought in the game on Monday night they chose to do it some on the defensive side.
Are the Eagles, Mike? Is it too early to start talking about a playoff contender? Are we still trying to discover what this team is all about? I mean, you go on the road, you win against an NFC East team that won the division last year. That's a statement win.
See, I'm still not conditioned that way. I'm still conditioned to, okay, we've got the San Diego Chargers this week, so that's who they have to look at, focus on. And you just go game by game, day by day, and really – you enjoy the ride. And I think that if you look too far ahead, then you can't enjoy what you're doing. And I like the journey and enjoying the journey. And right now, you know, you kind of get ready for this game this week and enjoy the journey.
What do you expect from the Eagles on Sunday against San Diego?
You know, it's, again, a team that's – it's a run-based, but you've got Phillip Rivers, who's an excellent quarterback given time to throw the football. Mike McCoy brings in a new system, new offensive coordinator. I don't think they're quite ready. I heard Phillip Rivers talking about it's a new language for him. He's learning the new language, but it's not sharp yet. It's not crisp yet. So if Billy Davis gets this defense to attacking that offense, then they're going to have a lot of problems.
Yeah. Quick six. Great job once again.
Always fun.
We'll listen to you on Sunday, you and Merrill.
Do that.
1 o'clock kickoff. Mike Quick in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity.
They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV.
Oops.
Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
I'm Bob Bicknell, wide receivers coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome your phone calls here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, 215-339-6709. Get some predictions in for Sunday's game against the San Diego Chargers at Lincoln Financial Field, the home opener for your Philadelphia Eagles. We'll take them in just a moment. Now, well, we've promised it twice before and haven't gotten to it, but we will get to it right now. Brian Baldinger, who hosts our Eagles Television Network's Game Plan show. It airs on Thursday, 12.05 a.m., and then again on Sunday at 11.30 a.m. on 6ABC in Philadelphia. Talks about Dwight Freeney, pass rushing expert for the San Diego Chargers, somebody the Eagles will have to contend with on Sunday afternoon.
Hey, one of the key matchups here on Sunday afternoon is going to be how you handle Dwight Freeney, who's now in a San Diego Charger uniform, but still just as effective as he's ever been. Because he's a lot like Trent Cole in that he's really learning the outside linebacker position. But here, he's always had that bull rush. All right, there he is against Breno Giacomini. Walks him right back into Russell Wilson's lap. But he could really line up on either side. So it could be Lane Johnson, or it could be right there. It could be Jason Peters, anybody. But he's got a spin move. He spins on Dwayne Brown. He had three quarterback hits on Matt Schaub last Monday night. He probably sound asleep at 2:45 in the morning when that game finished. But here he is. He has an ability now to really get inside you and chase down a play. He looks renewed. He looks healthy right now. Hey, the Eagles are going to have to account for Dwight Freeney no matter where he lines up because he's still a very effective pass rusher.
Great show with Baldy, Mike Quick, Ike Reese, 12.05 a.m. on Saturday mornings, Saturday evenings, actually. Saturday, 12.05 a.m. I don't know. It's 12.05 a.m. on Saturday, 11.35 a.m. 11:30 on Sunday, 6ABC. Take a look at the practice field. The Eagles working, getting ready for the San Diego Chargers home opener. Chuck Bednarik, the alumni, honorary alumni captain. Make sure if you are in the stadium on Sunday that you give him a huge standing ovation. Phone calls, 215-339-6709. The number we're taking predictions. If you get your prediction, then we'll give you an autographed item from our deep vault of Eagles autographed merchandise. We start in New Jersey, and Ryan joins us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Pretty good.
What's up?
I just think with King Dunlap being on San Diego's side this week, we're going to take advantage of that.
I hear you. I know Eagles fans are very interested in that matchup, but, will the Chargers give King Dunlap some help? Certainly, Trent Cole knows all about King Dunlap, his strengths, his weaknesses. On the surface, that would be a matchup that the Eagles could, potentially exploit. But I've seen King have some very good games, particularly against John Abraham, if you remember, when the Eagles beat the Falcons and Kevin Cobb was the quarterback. Ryan, do you have a prediction for the game?
I'm saying the Eagles 27 and San Diego 16.
16 points. Do I hear another safety in the mix here?
They'll get 10 and then maybe 2 field goals.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, so they have 3 field goals total. Ryan, thanks very much for the phone call. Yeah, I think it's going to be a very tough game. I know the Chargers are coming off a tough loss. I know that they're emotionally smarting and they've got to get back up, their energy level back up. I'm thinking of games past when the Eagles have played the Chargers. It has been Philip Rivers going to Antonio Gates and back when he played there, Vincent Jackson, and making it really difficult for the Eagles. It's a hard matchup. And to me, it just all week people have been talking about how the Eagles are this and great that and how could they possibly lose. Well, they can. It's the NFL. The Chargers are a good team with a good defensive staff trying to prove themselves to a new head coach. And I just have a lot of respect for Philip Rivers. I think he does things the right way and competes and gets the ball down the field in the vertical passing game. All right, let's go to John in Philadelphia, who joins us here on Eagles Live. John, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John. Welcome. How you doing?
All right. I wanted to call in my prediction for the...
Yes, please.
I wanted to call in my prediction for the Eagles game.
Here we go. What do you got?
Eagles 34. San Diego 17.
Why are you feeling so good, John? Tell me.
I just think our offense can get points on San Diego. I like the way our offense looks. I like as you know, Shady is he looks rejuvenated.
Well, John, let me ask you this question about Shady. What he had 31 carries and 1 catch on Monday night. What's the ideal number of touches for LeSean McCoy each week?
Right around 23, 25. But I like to see maybe 20 and maybe 5 passing, so it can come in for relief, so he won't be so winded like he was last time.
Yeah, he was really exhausted at the end of the game. John, thanks for the phone call. Michael Vick, we take a look at him looking good on the practice field today. So anybody who had any concerns about Michael in the post-game period, an exhausting night for him on Monday night, Michael Vick is looking really good. And obviously will be on the field Sunday, the home opener against the San Diego Chargers. Big one for the Eagles. And we see the quarterbacks rotating. And Chip Kelly saying earlier today that, and we'll get to the highlights of what Chip's had to say in the press conference, that both Vic and Nick Foles gets a handful of reps with the starters each practice, just to keep him sharp, just in case. Anthony in Long Island joins us. Hey, Anthony.
What's up, Dave? How's it going?
What's up, Anthony? How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Good.
And you just led into my segue here.
Ooh,
because I was just calling to say, what about a dual quarterback threat? I mean, to give Vic a little break, too. I mean, what I like about this offense and what I think Chip Kelly's doing, what nobody else is doing, the whole team is contributing. And that's what's making this special, because everybody, it's a team atmosphere. Everybody's contributing.
Yeah,
special team.
I don't know, Anthony. I think you're then taking for granted that you won't disrupt the chemistry and just the flow of the offense. I think we saw when the Eagles tried to get Michael involved in the Wildcat that it just takes away from the continuity of the offense. I'm not going to take for granted that this offense is going to work. There are going to be times when this offense is going to struggle, and I don't want to keep shuttling in Nick
but
Foles.
But you feel practice alone will keep Foles up to speed?
Well, look, if he has to step in, right now he certainly would be sharp. He's played a lot of football of late. Hopefully he won't have to step in with an injury.
I agree.
You know, that would be great, the ideal situation. But I think every team faces a challenge when your backup quarterback comes in. It's a disruption to your continuity.
Okay, it was just a food for thought.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear what you thought
about
that.
I think it's very important.
I don't have a boy. I got a girl, 10 years old. We'll be at the stadium on Sunday, so we are psyched.
Wonderful. Give me a prediction for the game.
Sure. Give me 33-24.
And make sure you are on your feet the entire game and give Chuck Bednarik the big hand he deserves at halftime. All right?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for the telephone call. All right, Chip Kelly, meeting the media just prior to our show here. We go back and take a look at some of the things that the head coach had to say on this Thursday, just days before the Eagles' home opener against the Chargers.
We never look at the clock, you know, when we're calling plays right now. The only time we would look at the clock is if it was getting down in the play clock and we got to get something in, you know, and that's more of a four-minute deal. But we don't have a set time or it's got to be snapped in this or it's got to be that. It's just, you know, what's the situation? We're not playing fast for the sake of playing fast. We're trying to make the appropriate call for the down and distance, the hash mark, the area on the field for what we're doing. So, I mean, I could call plays rapid fire, but you know, if we're on the 1 yard line, I'm not going to call four verticals because there's only 1 yard to go. You know, so you're trying to assimilate from where we are in the field, how far was the gain. You know, it's 3rd and 7, we're on the left hash, you know, and through our process of where we are in the game itself, how are we going to call play? You know, I think when people take time on 4th down and they don't convert it, everybody says the reason you didn't convert it is because you took time. You know, if we had gone fast and didn't execute our blocks, and people would say, well, you didn't execute it because you went too fast. So, you know, a lot of times it comes down to you still have to, it's not how fast you do it or how slow you do it. You still have to block the people. You know, it's still a game of fundamentals, you know, and do we do a good job of executing what we called better than they do a job of executing what they called? It was 1 week. That's my theory. And then next week when there's 3 shutouts and no one scores, then the next question is going to be, the defenses have all caught up to the offensives after 1 week. I don't think you can gain any statistical trends or knowledge or help from a 1 week. I just don't think there's enough information out there. So I've always wondered that when people say, who are those people that said that? And is there a bunch of them that just sit in a room and say, hey, let's throw a lot of crap out there and see if we can talk about it? It's a lot tougher to focus when the opponent's better. You know, because usually that's when you lose, and then we try to blame it on there was a distraction. Was it a home game or an away game? One thing we do try to do, though, on that question is that we try to be very consistent in our approach. We meet at the same time. You know, we make sure that everything's pretty consistent on where we are. We go to a hotel when we're at home, so we go to a hotel when we're away. So, you know, our meetings will be the same exact time for the San Diego game as they were for the Washington game. The only difference is that on the day of the game, because we're not playing at 7 o'clock at night or 7:10, whatever our kick was, we're playing at 1, our schedule's accordingly. But it's the same thing. We eat 4 hours pregame. You know, we have Mass and Chapel 4.5 hours before the pregame. The first bus leaves out from the hotel at the same time. So there's a consistency in our approach. And I think that's what most teams do. That's not a revolutionary concept. I think everybody tries to kind of keep them and get them into that same mentality in that same manner. From what I anticipate from the Philadelphia fans, I know it's going to be, I mean, just the one thing that was amazing to me is to hear the Philadelphia fans chanting defense in when we were at Washington, you know, in that fourth quarter. So that part's going to be exciting. You know, I think it doesn't mean that one's better or different than the other. There's something about being out in a hostile environment that you can kind of wrap your arms around. But if I have my choice, I'd rather play every game at home.
All right, there you go. That is Chip Kelly from earlier today. We thank you for joining us on Eagles Live, our final Eagles Live of the week. No media availability on Fridays when there are Sunday games, as we learn all about this coming up. Hey, at 2 o'clock today, we've got Ask an Eagle, hashtag Ask an Eagle with Michael Kendricks. Make sure you check that out on Twitter. Michael Kendricks coming off a spectacular game on Monday night against the Redskins. We've got complete coverage of the Eagles and the Chargers beginning at 11 a.m. on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We broadcast our Eagles television network shows, 3 of them, right up until 12:30. And then at 12:30, we come your way with the kickoff show. Bo and Chris host it. We've got some live coverage from Lincoln Financial Field. We are live with the halftime show from Lincoln Financial Field, where Chuck Bednarik will be honored. And then we are live with the postgame show presented by Rico. I'll be joined by Adam Kaplan and the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter. Please tune in. We thank you once again. And what am I doing? Oh, just stop talking to me. Dave Spadaro here saying thanks for joining us. We have really struggled today. See, we need some sleep. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
I'm fighting for it. Let's go.